Guess Who by Chris McGeorge, read by Tom Lawrence. The school is quiet by the time I get back. My mum always used to say I was scatterbrained when I forgot stuff, but she never got round to telling me exactly what it meant. Looks like I've been scatterbrained again, though. I knew it the second I looked in my bag halfway home. I'd left it in the maths room. My jotter, with tonight's homework on it. I don't want to let Mr. Jeffries down, so here I am. I slip back across the field and into the main entrance. There's something really creepy about school after dark, when all of us have gone. Usually it's loud and busy, but now the corridors are quiet and my footsteps sound like elephants stomping because they echo up and down, up and down. I don't see anyone but a man dressed in green overalls, using that weird machine to clean the hall floor. He looks like he's the most unhappy man in the world. Dad says if I don't study, this is the kind of thing that'll happen to me. I feel sorry for the man, and then I feel sorry that I feel sorry, because pity isn't nice. I start walking quicker and get to the maths room. The door is half open. Mum always taught me to be polite, so I knock anyway. The door squeaks like a mouse as it opens. I don't see him straight away. The door gets stuck on the papers and exercise books all over the floor. I recognise one and bend down to pick it up. Mine. Mr. Jeffries had collected them in at the end of class. I realise that something is very wrong, and I look up to see him. Mr. Jeffries, the maths teacher, my maths teacher, my friend. He's hanging in the centre of the room with a belt around his neck. His face looks a strange colour, and his eyes look so big he looks like a cartoon. But he's not. He's real. And it takes me too long to realise what it really is that I'm looking at. Too long to see that this isn't some kind of horrible joke. But as I look, there he is. Mr. Jeffries. Dead. And at some point, I start to scream. Chapter 1. 25 years later. A sharp, undulating tone, drilling into his brain. But as he focused on it, it separated into ringing. In his head, or out there, in the world somewhere else, somewhere that couldn't possibly be here. Bring, bring, bring. Bring, bring, bring. It was real, coming from beside him. Eyes open, everything fuzzy, dark. What was happening? The sound of heavy breathing, taking him a second longer than it should have to realise it was his own. His senses flickering on like the lights in a hospital corridor. And then, yes, he could feel his chest rising and falling, and the rush of air through his nostrils. It didn't seem to be enough. He tried to open his mouth more, and found it to be incredibly dry. His tongue rolling round in a prison of sandpaper. Was it silent? No. The bring, bring, bring was still there. He'd just gotten used to it. A phone. He tried to move his arms and couldn't. They were above his head, elevated, slowly vibrating with the threat of pins and needles. He could feel a ring of cold around both of his wrists. Something cold and strong. Metal? Yes, it felt like it. Metal around his wrists, handcuffs. He tried to move his limp hands to see what he was attached to. A central bar running down his back. And he was handcuffed to it. Both arms were throbbing at the elbow. Both bent at odd angles as he tried to manoeuvre himself. He was sat up against this thing, whatever it was, but he was sitting on something soft, and felt his current unease was most likely because he had
Sample complete. Ready to continue?